It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, good morning to you. South Africa's burning power station coal at a rate faster than it's producing it. The Johannesburg Stock Exchange listed Keaton Energy warning, I believe.
Yes, South Africa is consuming coal at a rate greater than it's producing it, which means we're going to head for a deficit. They say that the deficit will be most acute in 2017, but in the meantime, they're making use of discard coal to cover that gap. So we see that coal continues to be the investment flavor of the month with that sort of opportunity. Obviously, companies like Keaton, just listed on the stock exchange, are coming through with a lot of projects, coal projects of a smaller size, and many other coal participants. And we might look further and say, well, why are all these new entrants coming into coal? Because we're going to have nuclear down the line. But you'll see that there's a gap between now and when the nuclear can click in of about 20 years. So in the meantime, the consumption of coal will have doubled by the time those nuclear power stations come in. At the same time, although it's unpopular to declare a new coal-fired power station anywhere in the world, you find even in Europe, they're having to say, we're going to have more coal-fired power stations to close this gap. That's creating new demand for South Africans who also export. And we note that we don't have such a buoyant export market at the moment. There's a gap there as well to be filled. So all in all, it means that there's a great atmosphere and environment for investment in coal.
Global leader De Beers is preparing to open up its treasure chest of successful diamond technology to the world for the first time in its 100-year history. That should be quite exciting.
That's right. For 120 years, De Beers has had its treasure chest of technology closed, very closed, and kept it only for itself. Now, for the first time, it'll open this treasure chest. And of course, for 60 years, it's had DebTech working flat out on this technology, on how to actually process diamonds. Nobody's actually been able to share this. And what they're going to use is ideal setup, because we're having this massive big show in Johannesburg, the Electra Mining Show. And because of this tremendous mining boom at the moment, there's such pressure for space at that show. Every last square meter of the 34,000 square meters has already been taken up. There are 700 exhibitors, and they're expecting a record number of 35,000 people. And it's there that De Beers will open this treasure chest to the world to show them what technology is available. And of course, the key technologies are the X-ray diamond sorting and the laser diamond sorting situations. And it's interesting to see that some of that technology has already migrated into other fields, particularly the X-ray side has gone into the medical profession. And we see with some of the technology also available on the dense medium controlling and mag rolls, that might also go for non-diamond use. And iron ore is one of the contenders.
And finally, Martin, air monitoring stations being set up in Mpumalanga to clean up South Africa's air-polluted high-fault hotspot.
Yes, the Department of Minerals, not the Department of Minerals and Energy, but the Department of Environmental Protection has set up a situation where the Highveld area has been declared a priority area. Now, we know the Highveld is intensely industrial. That's where all our coal-fired power stations are concentrated. Also, Sasol is concentrated. So the air above the Highveld has always been a problem. And the Highveld is a big area. It stretches from, you know, the eastern Gauteng around about Edenvale for 30,000 square kilometers, going all the way to Middelburg into Mpumalanga. So a pretty large area. And the Danish government has come to the party with helping to finance these air monitoring stations. They cost about R1 million a piece. The Danes have already paid for the first five, which have gone up in Middelburg and Drina and Witbank and places like that. And now they're going to partly fund another four, which will also be in Mpumalanga area. But some of them could be as close as Edenvale, Boksburg, Benoni. And the beauty of these air monitoring stations is that you not only find out what's going into the air, so you'll pick up the SOx and NOx, which is a normal thing. That's the sulfur dioxide and the nitrogen dioxide and the carbon monoxide and the leads and the benzenes, but you'll also be able to finger who's put them in the air. So you'll know which company has done this. And then the strategy of the Department of Environmental Affairs will be to go out and sit with these companies and decide on a time frame of eradication of this air pollution. They will agree a time frame, and that'll all be cordial until the time frame is broken. If they do not then do that within the correct month, that's when the sting could be in the tail and the green scorpions come in. People can be heavily fined, and some of the CEOs could even end up in jail. And this is not the only priority area. We've seen Durban South is another priority area from an air pollution point of view, as well as the Vaal area. And the next big one is going to be Milnerton in the Cape.
Always very interesting chatting to you, Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back again at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.